it's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show. And this show has been in existence now for over 8 years. There's way more than 400, probably in 50, 60, 70 shows that are out there for people to listen to. And some have recurring guests. And my guest today is Julia Harrell. And she definitely has been on the show quite a few times with me. Just found out in the prior discussion before we started recording that she is going to be on the road again, relocating herself. And of course, everyone knows that I relocated here to Wisconsin last July. So 9 months, 10 months, you know, I've been here at this point. And it's been a good move. And we made it through one of the worst winters that they've had since 1900. We had 33 inches of snow back in March. And this has been the wettest spring on record. So I don't know whether Wisconsin is saying welcome back or exactly what's going on. But yesterday I went over to the botanical gardens and it is in full bloom with daffodils and jonquils and hyacinths and the trees that are budding out like crabapple. And so it's beautiful. Forsythias around. It's just a heavenly place to be in the spring. All right, so we're going to be talking about empaths are more overwhelmed than ever and the reasons why in just a moment. I want to remind everyone that all of the shows are archived on synergyconnectionradio.com. And all you do is go to show notes, click on that, and then there's lots of pages. I'm not even sure how many pages there are. I haven't been there for a while. So I'm going to say there's probably 29, 30, 31 pages, something like that, of shows. Each of the shows has a synopsis. So you can read a short blurb about whatever we're going to be talking about. And the links to those guests are on those pages. So you can reach out to them and connect with them for whatever services they might have that you need. Julia's got a number of services, I think, that people need, so be sure to reach out to her. Additionally, there is a link to Boomers Forever Young. And Boomers Forever Young is a nutritional company. I have been using them for probably 9 years now. And one of their newest products that I've been telling people about is one called Cola Gene, C-O-L-A-G-E-N-E, and it rebuilds joints. So we stop making cartilage when we're in our 40s, certainly by the time we're in our 50s, which is why maybe when you're walking up steps, doing exercise, all of a sudden your knees will hurt, your shoulders will hurt, maybe a hip will hurt. And it's just because it's beginning to be bone on bone. The cartilage is gone. So this particular product, it's a liquid, but it's coming out in a gel cap. And more people, I think, are going to enjoy taking it that way than maybe the liquid. But it signals your body genetically to start rebuilding cartilage. And so it's part of the regeneration, the reverse aging products that this company makes. There are other regenerating products that are out there on the market as well. I'm sure they're all probably good. But I know these are good and I know they work. And there's over 2,500, I guess, testimonials right now on their website. So if you go to Boomer Boost, BoomerBoost.com, you'll be able to look at all their products. You'll be able to read the testimonies, watch the videos, determine whether any of these products are good for you. If you decide to order something, where it says discount code box, if you put my first name, L-U-C-Y, you get 15% off. So take advantage of that discount. Also, the products are guaranteed for 60 days. If you don't notice any difference at the end of, say, 30, maybe 40 days, send it back. Get your money back. Because I truly have noticed a huge difference in everything that I have used from this company. They, you know, they're ethical. The people that run the company are wonderful individuals. So try it out, see what you think. And I wish you nothing but improved health. You know, that's what we're kind of talking about with the Synergy Connection show, is looking at the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the intellectual, and keeping it all in balance. And of course, if you don't have physical health, it is extremely difficult to have the other three, because your body will constantly be saying to you, I need help. And if you don't give it help, it can't go on and learn things or connect with others very easily. So do check out Boomers Forever Young. And again, the website is boomerboost.com. Welcome back, Julia. How are you?
Hi, Lucy. Great to be here. I'm doing pretty well, thanks.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. And, you know, I was telling you before we started recording, I know I'm an empath. And I also know that when I'm overly stimulated with a whole lot of different emotional things, and we get it through news and social media and, you know, people talking, lately I have been pretty overwhelmed myself. And I normally stay in pretty good balance, but I've needed more and more sort of quiet time. And I think that's one of the things with empaths, is they can't be constantly bombarded. They have to learn to take care of themselves.
Yes. And we were talking earlier too. There's a, you could say a title of empath, and so certain people will gravitate to that and go, oh, yeah, I can feel the energy. I can feel the emotions of my friends. And it's undeniable, isn't it? But these, to me, this is part of an energy system in the body. And one of the first extra gears to light up so that we all have them, but some are more available. And like we were talking about in fourth grade, we all learn how to play the recorder in music class, right? Everybody can learn to play the recorder, but some people will pick that up and they'll just like sail through and play melodies, and like it's a whole different experience, which to me has to do with that soul's curriculum, what they're here to work on, what they're here to do. But the bottom line being that we all have the ability. And to me, this is also empath, being able to pick up energy on a feeling level, is also clairsentience, clear feeling. And it's a function of our energy center that's below the navel. So for women in the female reproductive area, and this is a place that can get overloaded, especially for women, but for men too, of course. And because of the function of going out like a radar dish that sends out signals and goes, how you doing? I'm interested in you. I love helping people. So I'm interested in how you're doing. And we'll go to the strange, I don't know about you, but I'll go to the strangest person in the room. Right? Or the person hurting the most that needs a hello, the one that's really holding back and going, nobody noticed me, nobody noticed me. And I'll go right up, hi. It's that part of us that you could say is a helper, somebody who loves helping others. I would call that a healer. And it's the healers right now that are on overload because we're naturally tuned in to how's everybody doing? How you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing over there? And how about you over there? I'm really interested because I like helping people transform. I like seeing people transform. I like it when people move out of misery. You know, it's an interest for us. And again, I'm going to call it a healer, interested in transformation, perhaps. And for those that are already acknowledging that ability, that sensitivity, it's on steroids right now, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is. Absolutely.
And I think there's a couple of parts to that on the day-to-day basis. Well, we're interested in how are you doing and what is the collective consciousness right now? There's a war going on. You know, there's big change every day you turn on the news. We've been kind of step by step acclimatized to what's going on, but it's big. If you thought back 10, 5 years ago at all the stuff going on now, AI and robots and just new innovations and change and stuff every single day, not everybody loves change.
Right.
Not everybody just gravitates to it, but then there are also change makers that are here and they're like, yes, finally we can get out of these old paradigms. Well, because we're tuned into how everybody's doing and because the world is more intense right now with change, I don't know what to expect one day to the next, that we're also picking up on that collective fear, anxiety. And it makes our and if that resonate, if that were to resonate like a signal, say we could measure it with a device that measures hertz or something, and say anxiety is 37.2. I just made that up.
Sure.
And we're interested in that frequency, and then our whole neighborhood, and I walked to the store and I went to the farmer's market, and everybody out there, they're smiling, but inside there's this 37.3 or whatever that's going, I'm nervous about the future. I don't know if my job's going to be here. AI's coming and taking everything. And what's going to happen with the war? And we can't get fuel and can't get supplies or something. It's this underlying anxiety that we're also picking up around us on top of our own. And it's the excess that is the overload. It's not our own. It's never our own because we can handle our own. You know, they say like God doesn't give you more than you can handle. Well, it's true, our own we can handle, but the overload is when we're accidentally picking up our surroundings. We went to the market, accidentally picked up because we're interested, we're curious.
Well, and people are, turning on the news, unfortunately, probably every night to see what's going on in Iran. I mean, we did have the Ukraine that was constantly on there. Now it's Ukraine is still doing what they're doing, and Russia's still doing what they're doing, but we don't hear that as much as what is Iran doing and how is that impacting oil, which is then impacting our bottom line at home, not only with fuel, but the cost of all the goods that are transported by fuel, etc. In my area and in the middle part of the United States, even down in Florida, drought conditions are now all kinds of havoc with forest fires or the potential for fires. Here in my area, what I have experienced, not personally, but on the news here, is we've had the wettest spring on record. So that 33 inches of snow melted, and then we had torrential rain. And so now we have all of the smaller creeks and rivers where houses were. It's like in Florida with a hurricane. Now all of the water is in the homes, and people have not ever had to deal with flooding the way it is this year, not since the 1800s. So that is compounding things. Then, if you watch the news in Lake Michigan, you have these giant, almost like a glacier, but these huge mounds of ice that were on Lake Michigan that, because of the flooding, are now in people's backyards and through their houses. It's
Oh,
like
goodness.
all ice has gone into their homes. So you watch things like that on the news, or you have a friend that maybe is going through it, and you've like the compounding, as you were saying, is the big issue. It's not just your immediate distress and angst of what's going on, but it's everybody in the whole world and what's going on.
There's another layer to that too, but the our surroundings and what's happening with the environment, you could say, is a reflection of what's happening inside us too. So, like as we speak today, April 23rd, as we shoot this, there are volcanoes going off, Kilauea and Japan. Japan just had a big major earthquake and they're expecting a mega quake, their experts have said. There, a mega quake of 9 something is an expectation. Of course, we don't have any exact science at all on that, but of all countries, Japan is really wired into earthquakes and how to move through that because it's such a volatile area. So the whole Pacific plate, you're tuned in to your neighborhood. I'm kind of tuned in Oregon today where the Pacific plate is shifting and changing in these big, deep earthquakes that are deeper than they've ever registered. They're like, what does that mean? We don't know. It's unprecedented. Is it just releasing steam or does that mean bigger stuff is to come? So It's big shift, big change. And so then what's big shift and big change for us as humanity on the surface here too?
And we
And
watch the animals like the polar bears in Alaska. I mean, a lot of the fish, you're right. It's everywhere. It's not just with humans and with animals, but the environment and how that's impacting everything else. And all of it we've become critically aware of, because back 100 years ago, we didn't have AI. We didn't have television the way it is today. We didn't have TV 100 years ago. We didn't have a lot of the things that now give us information almost instantaneously.
it's hard to believe that in my lifetime we didn't even have computers. And there was black and white TV. And you had to get up from your chair and walk over and change the channel and go back and sit down. And then your sister says, "I don't want to watch that. We have to all watch the same thing." And then you arm wrestle for it. No, so much changed in a lifetime, and watching people go to the moon for the first time, and assassinations, and just all kinds of stuff.
It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean,
Yes.
we get it all. Something that I, what myofascial release is.
Yes.
So I have a myofascia therapist that I go to on a regular basis. And she was telling me yesterday that they actually have a new kind of a diagnosis for it's like a hump that's in the back of your, right below the skull on your neck, but on your going into your back. And we used to call it a dowager hump, because of just age. The joints are in your, the vertebrae are deteriorating. Those
Oh, I
de
thought you were going to say from looking at your phone.
it is. That's the new one. And it's the fact that younger people, like take anybody, say 40 and younger for sure, but even these teenagers, they're beginning to have neck issues because they are constantly looking down.
I was,
What does that say, though? I mean, think about it.
yeah.
Looking down, not up.
Yes. I was driving this morning. And in the oncoming lane, they hit a red light and they're sitting there. And a young man on a scooter immediately gets his phone out while he's at a stoplight. And I thought, oh, good Lord, what could possibly be so important? He's probably looking at social media. Did somebody like my post? But here's another, this is part of systems getting shifted too. That's a very easy system to get pulled away and pulled into. It's designed to do that. It's programming. It's like when we were kids, the programming was, Nabisco crackers would have an ad on TV every 15 minutes, and you'd think, oh, well, I have to buy Nabisco crackers. That's the one you buy. And you just ignore all the other ones that are maybe healthier choices, and you go, well, that's what I heard about. That's what I'm going to go do.
Well, and
Programming.
what the pharmaceutical companies do all the time on the
I
major
know.
put their drugs out there because this is the one you need to be on.
I know. So programming is really high. And that, to me, while right now the light of truth is shining in on the planet and kind of blowing up old systems that were not truth, we saw that with P. Diddy. We're seeing it with the Epstein files that go deep throughout the whole planet and other cultures, other all kind through science. He's into in there are people in science. I mean, it's really deep into a lot of diverse areas. Shining a light and stuff that had been there underneath the veil for a long time. And that light of truth is shining in. And now we're going, what? There's more anxiety, right?
Right, because when you're in the dark, the advantage is just that you don't know. When things are being exposed, then you begin to recognize that how much more don't I know?
Yeah. And with the willingness to make the files known as an example here, then the reflection is the willingness to look inside ourselves and go, oh, is there non-truth within myself? Have I been holding judgment towards somebody else or towards myself? I'm not enough as a judgment. I can't do things until something happens or whatever. We set limitations all the time. So then it reflects back in our everyday lives. Where have we held ourselves back, you could say, in one way, to being our full potential? Because that's what's available. And
Right.
for us as humanity, if we're to step into a new golden age, you could call it, we have to let go of some of the old control mechanisms that have held us back, don't we?
Yeah.
And then what are the control mechanisms that maybe we've imposed upon ourselves? Not enough being one of the favorites that I see in clients. Some variety of not enough. My sister's the one that does that, or I'm not old enough, or I'm too old, or my hair's too straight, or my hair's too curly, or whatever, not enough of this or that to fulfill our purpose. But I feel like with the light of truth coming in, it's shining in and saying, well, tell us more about who you really are and what you have to share with the world.
Right.
This is a golden time for that. But I think we still have some mush to walk through for a little bit. We're at the height of it for sure this year.
What is the reason for that? Why is 2026? Because it has come in with a bang and it is continuing. So there's all kind, this is the year supposedly that we're going to have even more devastating hurricanes. You know, down along the coast and in Florida and stuff. So, what is it that is making 2026 this huge, cataclysmic almost event?
An astrologer would tell you this, it's the astrology, Uranus is here and Pluto's there and whatever, and I'm sure that's accurate as well. When I look energetically and when I talk to guides and when I'm working with clients one-on-one, and by the way, I'm doing a world healing this Saturday. I don't know if anybody hears this between now and Saturday, but doing those, I'm looking at the energy above the earth and what's coming in. And I always hear there's a bigger plan, that this is a necessary step for humanity to step out of their comfort zone and get into the real authentic them. Realize since we were kids, we were taught to follow the leader, to do what we're told, do what the teacher said, follow those rules, fit in box A, B, C, D. Don't dare think there could be a box E that you weren't presented. Only, stay within that realm, make a good grade, you're a good student. Next person, next person. And some of that's starting to unravel too, isn't it? We've been programmed to follow the leader, and to put all our eggs in the basket of the leader. But a real society that works together is where we're headed. And so just like people have asked, why were nuclear arms allowed to fall on this planet? If there are guides out there, why didn't they stop that? It had to be allowed for us to learn the lesson. We had to know that devastation, and we had to know that 20 years later, here's what's still happening. 50 years later, here's what the result of that. You can't drop a bomb in one area of the planet and think you're going to be okay 50 miles away. You're not. It affects everybody. That's the bigger lesson. Whatever we do in our own lives, it affects a bigger sphere of
So,
people.
what is the reason, in your estimation at least, that we just aren't learning this lesson? I mean,
We're stubborn.
all the way back from biblical times, but now the devastation, like I said, is much more visible. So we continue to have warring nations. We continue to blow people up in buildings and not care. So, gosh, are we ever going to learn?
I feel like we will. Yes, we will. But again, where we've been taught and we've been validated to do what the expert tells you, rather than to go inside with our intuition and say, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's really a good idea for me or not. That's getting unraveled too, and that's there's a bigger movement too. It's been shown even in social media, there's a formula to keep people involved in social media, keep scrolling based on what you're liking. There's a mathematical formula that goes into that to keep you feeding you the same information. So two people in the same room could be getting diverse views about the planet around them, and they can get really fixated in those different views, is either one the truth? We have to look beyond all of that to see the truth. So it's like it's building to an undeniable place, like with bombs, or in the 40s or whatever, of dropping a bomb for us to go, oh no, that was not a good idea. That did not solve anything. Whoever thought that would solve something? It's not the people, it's a couple of people at the top that have the trigger.
And I mean, if you kind of look at it in a broad sense, religions have done that.
Exactly, follow the leader.
Follow the leader, but it's, one leader saying this is the way, as opposed to maybe looking at the ideologies of religion and understanding that it's caring for one another, being there for each other in a supportive way. Those were more the ways of biblical times, let's just say.
That's true. Correct leadership of
And
inspiration and bringing people together rather than saying our group is the best group, the other groups are stupid. That's not right.
And I see it in obviously in businesses. I mean, it's the same theme. This builder is the better builder. This pharmacy is the better pharmacy. Everybody's got the best. And nobody is looking at, or at least I don't see it, that they are looking at how can we help, everything that is alive, whether it's a plant, an animal, a person, how do we move together to protect the whole of the earth and all of the inhabitants of the earth, instead of my way is the best way.
Oh, what a beautiful question. Yes. What if it's as simple as each of us looking inside and saying, what do I have to share rather than what can I take? What can I give today? I can reach out a hand to an elder person sitting next to me by themselves at the beach or something.
A
Just,
simple smile of thank you.
yes. Open a door for someone, offer to carry groceries or take their dog for a walk or whatever, just what do I have to offer to share? What if everybody did something so simple?
Well, it would change the vibrational frequency of the earth very quickly if they would. And it's a matter of beginning to think that way and then act that way as opposed to living in fear, which is what I find most people living in these days. Fear of loss of something, whether it's their portfolio or their health or their home or their car or whatever it might be. I tell people all the time in my practice, is it's false evidence appearing real. You have to quit looking at what you don't want, because if you keep doing that, that's what you're going to get.
I've had a pretty steady stream the last few weeks of clients coming in for readings with pretty heavy life stuff they're going through, loss, changes, who am I? Like really, really profound and deep stuff right now. And I was thinking about this morning too, like with the thought of we're going through this bigger shift of awakening. We're waking up as a collective species, right? We're stepping out of this fog that we've been in. And just like the tree that grows out there, you can't just have the tree grow straight up and have leaves everywhere and not have its firm foundation and the roots that have gone down equally at the same time. So maybe this is the time period that we're going down and we're building our roots and we're bringing in the vitamins and the structure and the minerals we need to really flourish on the other end. So like if we're going down into ourselves right now and going, oh, I've been standing in judgment, or oh, I've been in worry, or I'm not feeling lovable, or whatever those things are that are maybe part of, somebody could say the shadow part or whatever, and being willing to take a look, put on the goggles and go, let's go explore that, because it's not who I am. It's an energy I've been sitting in, like sitting in my own swamp, and I go, I know I'm more than that. I know that I'm here to do more, to share more. If we at least have the willingness to put on our goggles and go, well, let's take a look at that. Sometimes just by our attention and looking at it is enough to shift the pattern. Like with addiction, you shine the light on it, you go, huh, I wonder if smoking every day or drinking it every day isn't the problem instead of everything else I'm pointing to. You've already blown the game by pointing a light on it.
That's very true. Well, all right. So our show is pretty much over for today, although you and I could continue to talk, I think, for a very long time.
Always.
Always. So how can people reach out to you, please?
Yes, juliaherrell.com. I've got an online school that's open now. I do regular world healings for free. Most people like to start with the reading, but there's online courses, on-demand courses. Oh, you can take my little mini course and quiz and see where your spiritual superpowers are.
And where do they go again to get that?
It's all on the website, juliaherrell.com, and I'm on all the socials, Julia Harrell Spiritual Guide.
All right, very good. I want to thank you again for being a guest on the show. It's always very enlightening to have somebody that has your experiences and understanding to shed that light, as you said, to kind of hold the flashlight and say, why don't we examine a few other things other than what maybe looks like it's apparent, but it's not. It's all something other, and it's just what we want to focus on. And if we focus on more of what we want, I think we'll get there. If we continue to focus on all the negativity that's out there in the world, I know we'll get there. And that's not where I want to be. I
Yeah.
have to tell you a real cute little thing before we say goodbye too. You can look this up. They're called common red poles, REDPOLLS, and they're in the finch family. They're very tiny little birds. And again, I'm on the seventh floor, so I wasn't sure I was missing my wildlife and everything. All of a sudden, just this last couple of weeks, these little guys show up, and the male has, he's more red, but not cardinal red. It's kind of a purpley red, and the female's more brown. And I ended up putting out finch food, and they come several times a day now. And then I look out last weekend, and I know they're not going to do this, but I mean, from a spiritual point of view, it was so amazing. There was a male and female dove, and they were examining and trying out the different flower pots that I have out on my balcony. And I knew they were thinking, would this one work as a nest? Would this one work as a nest? So one of my friends brought a branch from her yard because I've had doves that have nested before. And within usually 12 days, the eggs hatch, and within about 9 to 10 days, they fledge. But from the seventh floor, I didn't want them starting off on the balcony and not being able to fly and then crashing. So we put a branch out there so that if they do decide to make one of the pots their home, that the baby birds would be able to jump to that branch and kind of stretch and learn to fly that way.
Oh, I see what you mean. That's really sweet.
Yeah, we'll see if they come back. If they don't, I'll take the branch down. But even the little red poles have gone over and just sat on it. So they kind of think, oh, this is a tree up here on this balcony.
Ah, sweet.
It's very sweet. All right. Well, you go out there and have a fabulous Friday tomorrow and a great weekend.
Thank
Safe.
you.
I hope that everything goes splendidly well for you as you make this next journey in your life. And come see me in Wisconsin.
I just might do that. Thanks so much, Lucy.
Thank you. I will talk to you in the future. And everybody, please go out there and make this your very best life. Talk to you next week.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.